Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Big Ridge Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BRAU and on the OTCQB under the symbol ALVLF. We are chatting again with the President and CEO, Mike Bendrowski. Big Ridge Gold is focused at the Hopebrook Gold Project in southwestern Newfoundland. This Hopebrook project was a high-grade gold producer back in between 1987 to 1997, produced a total of a little over 750,000 ounces of gold. The company did just release some drill results, more drill results from this project on April 26th. This is all part of the phase one, 25,000-meter drill program. Headline number being hole 148, intersected 1.09 grams per ton gold over 33 meters. This included a little over 4.5 grams per ton gold over 4.1 meters. There's also hole 158 that intersected 1.64 grams per ton gold over 20 meters, which included another high-grade area, 5.77 grams per ton gold over almost 5 meters. I think what's important about these drill results is that it looks like they're coming in an area of the property that doesn't have any current resource ounces. Figure 2, the longitudinal section from the news release, shows where these holes are. It's kind of a gap area or a hole area within the known resource. Mike, explain what these holes could mean for growing the resource, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, gentlemen. That's right. We put out another 10 holes today, so we've released 23 to date. We've got roughly 50 holes complete. And in the 10 holes that we released this past week, they're all from an area that is outside of our current resource envelope. So at the end of the day, what it means to us is we've infilled another area and we're going to be adding more ounces to the resource when we do update it. So fantastic news for us. We're going to continue moving further to the southwest and hopefully show that Hopebrook continues to remain open in that direction and continue to add ounces there before we start to move deeper and try and connect the 240 zone to the main zone.
Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit about some of the drilling you're going to be doing to the southwest as it's open there. And there's another figure, and we'll post this down below this interview for anybody that wants to see the visual on this. But on that longitudinal section, there's a green open section just to the southwest of where you have been drilling. How many holes will be going in there? How deep will be going? What's the general strategy in that area?
That's right. We're starting to head again toward the southwest, but a little bit deeper and see if we can connect, like I said, the main zone to the 240 zone. So some of the holes we're drilling right now, to date, we'd only drilled down to about a maximum 200 meters. Now we're starting to test the ore body down around the 450 to 600 meter level, and hopefully bring show that it's mineralized between these two zones before going to the 240 zone, where we'll probably drill some holes that are downhole lengths around 700 or 800 meters.
So, Mike, looking at that figure three again, you can see that the main zone does take up most of this resource. The resource is just under 1 million ounces. The 240 zone down a little bit deeper, a little bit smaller too. It looks like you guys are going to be focusing a bit more, I guess, on some of the deeper drilling, but what about the aspect of bringing in more ounces close to surface? Usually those are slightly more economic.
Right. So we've got, a pretty sizable chunk of the 25,000 meter drill program that is focused on shallower drilling. Like I said, we've got roughly 50 holes completed. And roughly, I guess around 45 of those are shallower holes that are focused near surface and into the southwest of the mineralized envelope. So we'll be getting quite a bit of data, probably another two or three press releases out that'll have hopefully some good results that are shallow as well. But we know the deposit's open in every direction. The geophysics in previous drilling of the 240 looks, very enticing at depth. So we do want to show that that these areas can grow. And ideally, if we can connect the two, it'd be a home run for us. So, you know, we've got, I guess, five areas in general that we want to hit. One is that shallower southwest extension, and then kind of in between the 240 and the mine zone, and then both the main and the 240 at depth. And then our last one, our last target will be the northeast extension that we'll probably get to around the June timeline. That'll wrap up our 25,000 meter drill program probably in July.
Well, Mike, let's talk briefly about that northeast extension area. We haven't really spent much time on that in the past, but and it's not really demarcated as an open area on here, but it would basically be over to the right of that main zone. You think that there could be some potential just to keep expanding the deposit over to that area? I know that's not going to happen for a couple months, but what's the game plan there?
Well, we know there's a fault that runs on the northeast side of the main zone, and the geophysics has been completed over the past decade and a half by various operators, suggests that there's an offset to the main zone there. There were two previous holes drilled by Coastal Gold. One of them was a little bit too far west and missed the zone altogether, and the other one, the hole fell short of it. It ended around 190 meters, but it did return a bit of smoke. The last few meters of the hole had anomalous gold up to, I think, around 1.7 or 1.8 grams. So, you know, from a geophysics standpoint, it looks like a sizable target, and we've got a little bit of smoke in that one hole. So we definitely want to test it, because if it's a repeat, or, you know, maybe in the other half of the old main zone, who knows, but it could be a game changer for the story. And like I said, we haven't spotted those holes yet. We'll be doing that in the next couple weeks, and it'll be the last area we drill in this initial phase one drilling.
So one other highlight of this news release that you outline is that 100% of the drill results received to date have intersected gold mineralization. This project is in Newfoundland. It's in southwest Newfoundland, so it's a bit of different mineralization, but the whole exploration rush that has come into Newfoundland was based on some high-grade results drilled by some exploration companies, but they weren't exactly hitting mineralization on every hole. It was higher grade, but also much narrower widths. What's the difference here between what you guys are drilling and what a lot of other explorers in Newfoundland are hitting?
Well, I guess the main thing is we're a high sulfidation deposit, quite a bit different. I think most of the people, explore codes on the island right now are testing high-grade narrow quartz veins and trying to put them together. We're a much broader deposit. You know, if you look at our intervals, we've got a lower grade halo that it goes anywhere between 20, 40, 50 meters, and it's got a higher grade envelope within that pinches and swells between 4 and 10 and 15 meters kind of thing. So we are significantly different. We're a different, you know, style of mineralization altogether. We also, I didn't note that we've started to release copper assays with our drilling as well. The previous operator, when the mine was in production, did produce a concentrate. There was a saleable copper component to it. And we're starting to do work on that. Not every hole has intercepted copper mineralization, but I'd say roughly 70% of the holes that we've got out to the market have copper in them, grading between 0.05% and 0.9%. So we're hoping that we can add that into our resource estimate when we do update it. And with any luck, we might be able to show enough of a credit there that, you know, might cover future operating costs or something along the line, maybe even more.
Yeah, Mike, it wouldn't be bad to have a nice copper credit in there to help offset some of the potential economics. One other thing that I guess we want to do is just focus on what's coming down the pike as far as news. You've released about half of the holes so far out of the 50 you've drilled. I know there's going to be more holes on tap. Will they be coming out in batches, or what should investors be looking for over the next, say, month or two in news?
So, you know, my goal is that we can get out a chunk of drill results every 3 to 4 weeks. Our first set came out April 5th. Our second set was this past week. You know, that's my goal, but it depends on, obviously, on the lab and getting results back. you know, when we, our first press release, those results took about 10 to 11 weeks to get back. We're starting to see, you know, in our favor, that turnaround time is shortening. We got some holes back recently that we sent in about 4 weeks ago. So if that happens, then maybe we'll be releasing them a little more frequent than once every 3 or 4 weeks. But yeah, the plan is if we can get 10 to 12 holes out every 3 to 4 weeks, that would be fantastic. So expect that to continue until September, October. And where we'll be drilling in order is shallower drilling, focusing on the near surface southwest extension to the resource envelope. After that, we're going to start drilling a little bit deeper. The results will come in the 240 and main zone connector area, and then some deeper drilling at the 240 itself. And then, like I said, we'll finish off at that northeast extension probably in June, July. And then, yeah, I think so that's the drill program. You know, we'll wrap it up, that phase one, and put the pin in it probably, July or August. And then we're going to start to work toward getting an updated resource estimate out in the first half of 2023. You know, I'd note that our 954,000 ounces that are in resource right now are they're from a 2012 resource estimate, and it's based on $1,200 gold. And there's no copper component to it. So all those things, we'll get a copper resource in there. We'll use updated metal pricing, and then our phase one drilling. So, you know, we're really hoping that we'll be able to significantly increase the resource that we have right now.
So, Mike, before we get you out of here, I do want to talk about some of the trading in the stock, because it seems like more and more we're talking about just how much these junior companies continue to sell off. Big Ridge Gold, though, you guys have garnered a buy in the last couple months. You're actually in a bit of an uptrend here, which is quite a divergence from a lot of other exploration companies. You've come out with some good drill results, but what have you been hearing from shareholders? What's attracted them? What's brought in some of the buying? Any insights you can give us market-wise for what's helping Big Ridge Gold?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors at play here. One is, we announced this transaction with First Mining in June of last year. We closed an initial financing. We got to site, and we spent, you know, several months really with no news flow at all. We had to upgrade the camp. We had to get ready for a winter drill program. We had to find a drill contractor. We had to hire people. We had to start from scratch at the end of the day. So, you know, from say Canada Day until November, there was zero news flow. Then all we were able to do is really announce that we started a drill program. It started in November, but lasted 4 weeks, and then everyone went home for the holidays. And we really didn't get back at it until January. So there wasn't much to talk about. There was certainly no news flow. And as of, you know, early April, that's changed. So now, you know, it's a new story. Really, the investing community doesn't really know much about Hope Brook. It hasn't been drilled in over a decade. We're getting some great results. We're showing that the deposit's wide open. And I think people are gravitating toward it because they know that we've got a great resource to start with. And we're well cashed up. We've got a great treasury. We've got another $4 million within the money warrants. And we're active right now. So news flow, like I said, it's going to continue for the remainder of the year. And then I think the key thing is when you look at, you know, where we were last June, and where we'll be in June 2023. So in 24 months from start to finish, I mean, there's a good chance that, you know, investors right now are going to participate in at least one, maybe two or three drill programs. They're going to participate in an updated resource estimate that, you know, for all the points I just highlighted, could be significant to us. And finally, they might get to participate in an economic study as well. So there's a lot of reasons why putting money into the story right now is going to pay dividends, because you're going to participate in all that news flow and milestone events for us. In addition, you know, we'll be able to announce hopefully this year that we've completed our stage one in earn-in, which is takes us to 51%, and then we'll get going on stage two, which is another $10 million in the ground to take us to 80% ownership of Hope Brook.
All right, Mike, appreciate the update here. As more news comes out, please keep us up to date. And if anybody has any questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll definitely follow up on the back of some more drill results, which sound like they should be pretty steady and consistent coming out of the company. Mike, thank you for this update, and we'll touch base on the back of some more news.
Thank you very much.